America's favorite show, the show that everyone here in the Pride 48 network and podcasting in general has been waiting for. Give it up, everybody, for the ones, the onlys, Adam Burns, Daniel Brewer, It Dubious Intent Plus starts now.
Previously on Dubious Intent Plus.
Pearl, you are a magical queen, but your performance failed to charm the judges. I'm sorry, my dear, but you're up for elimination.
I felt really good about this challenge, like going into it, but who the fuck knows anymore?
Trixie Mattel, you went for the comedy gold, but all we got was bronze. Candy Ho, your video performance wasn't sticky, and your runway look is not so sweet. Candy Ho? You're safe. Trixie, my dear, I'm sorry, but you are up for elimination.
From the Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe, it's time for DI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. DI Plus is brought to you by Freakishly Late Spring Snow. When you want, you know, your birthday to be completely ruined and be, like, shut in all day long, then you should call on Freakishly Late Spring Snow to, like, clog the roads, make everything icy, make everything really miserable, and, you know, to otherwise just basically keep you entombed inside your apartment for one more weekend. Check them out on the web at freakishlylatespringsnow.com, and don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DIPLUS for a freezing discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined from the freakishly late spring snow-free state of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
How are you? Happy birthday.
I had you muted for that first part. I apologize. Say hello again.
Hey, Daniel. How are you? Happy birthday.
I'm doing great. This show is just taking a dive already. This show
I mute myself,
much,
yeah. So you don't necessarily have to mute.
Oh, I didn't know if you were going to mute yourself or not, because what would happen, I chose to go with the previously that wasn't actually from our show, and I knew what was going to happen as soon as I started playing it. You'd go, this isn't from our show. And so, I wanted to alleviate that.
I wasn't. I would not interrupt that, but I was going to say, hey, when we got to this part.
Well, there you go. Thank God we're at this part now.
I don't think we judged drag queens in last week's show. I don't recall doing that. I mean,
you know,
I certainly can judge a drag queen if you'd like, but I don't recall us doing that.
Previously on DI Plus can encompass any number of things. You know, DI Plus
anything
is
you want, apparently.
It's a big thing. It's a huge thing. Why do I still sound like I have a I'm all stopped up, even though I'm not. There's some weird EQ setting that is really fucking with my head right now.
It's that compressor, the thing that you got, whatever it's called.
It's a compressor limiter, and no, it's not that.
Yeah.
It's not that. It's not.
It's got a stuffy nose setting that you forgot to.
Apparently, I have the stuffy nose setting set on the compressor limiter. Yeah. Hi, Adam. You know what? It is 9:14 p.m. on a Sunday evening, and that, of course, can mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on Pride48.com in front of the world's most amazing chat room, lady, Adam. Still got that Joe Batance pre-show thing, man. Adam, who's joined us in the chat room this evening?
Well, we have Good Humor Penguin. We have Joe Batance, who actually has typed his real name in the chat room.
That is amazing.
If that is indeed his real name. Yeah. And Kathy Bacon, Mags, and Nico.
Excellent. A wonderful, wonderful Sunday evening crowd. Of course, we do stream live every Sunday evening, and you're welcome to join us. I don't know.
Yes.
My voice.
Join us, ladies and gentlemen.
My voice. I'm getting over this cold. I don't know if you've noticed that. Last week it was a bit more pronounced, but I'm still got. And I don't feel bad at all. It's just I kind of, you know, have the snorts and the coughs. You know what I'm saying? Like I don't have a sore throat. I don't have a fever. I don't feel bad or anything. I sound raspy.
Look, I think I have throat cancer, but maybe not.
It could
be. I had a tickle in my throat.
Oh, God, that's throat cancer right there.
For like 2.5 months.
Should I look this up? I never cough.
Like, I never, in my past life.
Should I look this up on the internet? Should I look at symptoms of throat cancer?
No, I do not want to know. Do not tell me. When I went to the doctor, he said it could be allergies. Mm-hmm. It could be just you keep getting a recurring cold. Mm-hmm. Or it could be a tumor.
Okay.
I think I already mentioned that.
Do you have any difficulty swallowing?
No.
Okay.
But
do you have any ear pain?
No.
Okay. Any sudden weight loss?
No.
Congratulations, Adam Burns. You do not have throat cancer.
I've gained weight quite
well, there
easily,
you go. So you have the opposite of throat cancer. You now have throat.
An absence of.
Yes.
Anyway, but now my cough is, my tickle and everything, my throat is feeling fairly normal now. So it took a while, but it is actually feeling normal.
As I believe I alluded to in the opening, we had this.
You know, weather.
Yes,
is a good topic for the beginning of the show.
It is the most fascinating.
And our ails.
Yep.
What is ailing us?
It is.
Next, we're going to talk about the consistency of our poop.
Well, yeah, as we get older,
we are old men.
We are, and I've gotten even older.
I'm sorry. Tell me what you were going to say because I interrupted you.
No. That's fine, Adam. It was completely. You've already made me lose my train of thought or whatever. No, it was just weird. We had snow yesterday. It was just so freaking weird because today was gorgeous. Today was like mid 40s, like upper 40s. The sun was shining. It was nice and warm outside. It's like I went and got the car washed. It was nice. It was a lovely day. I think even the air conditioner turned on in the car because you know it's a black car and it absorbs heat. I don't know if you know.
The birds were chirping.
The birds were singing.
Did you run down the side of the mountains singing "The Hills Are Alive" with the sound of music?
I did not. I was just
turn around.
I was just there. It was a lovely day today, which is so juxtaposed against yesterday, which was just a miserable, miserable day. However, that's neither here nor there, Adam. I have some things that I have to take care of here really quickly. I don't know if I mentioned this or not. I try not to talk about it too much, but it was my birthday. And
it was.
And I don't like to talk about it. And
I got you a present.
Many people got me presents, Adam, and I need to make sure that I thank all of them without missing anyone. So previously, as you are aware, TJ, Mayor TJ, had sent me some gifts, and Matt Burlingame, Spanking B. Arthur, had sent me some gifts. But I have gotten more gifts now. So let's see. I wanted to thank Moose P, who sent me some lovely appetizer dishes and some curtain rod hooks. And that means some curtain shower hooks. I also wanted to thank Michael Perry, which is Mr. Mike 1972, who sent me some frying pans and something else. What was in the... Oh, and pot holders. A frying pan and pot holders. Thank you, Mr. Mike. I would like to thank Bill, who is the guy that wrote the theme for the Adam, for the Curtis and Daniel show. Bill, who sent me the shower curtain and the shower curtain rod and a bed skirt. Thank you, Bill. I'd like to thank Kathy Bacon, who sent me a $30 Amazon gift card for her. And then I there's one other thing missing off my list. Off my Amazon list that I believe Adam Burns purchased for me, but I won't know what it is until it gets here. But two things came in through email. One of them came in from Nico. Nico sent me a book, a Kindle book called Hiding the Elephant, which is a book about Harry Houdini. Thank you very much, Nico. And
Hiding
the Elephant, yes. And Joe Batance, who you just heard on the Joe Batance pre-show, sent me three amazing tricks.
Three tricks, huh?
That's right.
I bet you're tired now.
Three tricks. When combined with the ones that TJ sent me and that Matt sent me, I tell you, Pride 48 this year is going to be an amazing, magical experience because I will have learned all of those tricks. I'll be able to do at least six.
Magic tricks.
That's right. I'll be able to do at least six amazing pieces of close-up magic. It'll be great. So there you go.
Well, you know, we're going to have more free time this year, aside from the actual streaming, you know. So maybe during the free time, we could set up a little stage. Well, we'll already have a stage. You know, we can, set up a table for you, get an assistant, you know,
that's right, yeah.
Get a spotlight, a little assistant, all that kind of stuff. Yeah, and everyone can enjoy the magical stylings of Daniel Brewer. You know, I could bring my dummy and I can do a ventriloquist act. And,
there you go. That would be great.
Yeah, we could have a regular vaudevillian
show. We're bringing back vaudeville, Adam. That's what we're doing. We're bringing back vaudeville. I hope I didn't miss anyone. If I did miss anyone, please, I apologize. But thank you guys for sending the birthday shout outs. It was lovely.
I'm not bitter, but if we compare the number of gifts that you've gotten for your birthdays,
yes,
to the number of gifts that I have gotten for my birthdays, mm-hmm, I would come up very short.
You know what, Adam? I don't
of what you have.
I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that I basically start talking about my birthday 2 months before and drop not so subtle hints that, you know, you can find my Amazon wish list here and, you know, that kind of thing. So, yeah, I'm just saying it's not really a fair comparison because you don't like to self-promote. Anyway, here's the thing that I wanted to say. I had a lovely birthday other than the snow. I watched Captain America Winter Soldier for the third time. I love that movie. I watched that. I watched this really quirky movie. I don't even know when it came out. It was on Netflix. But I watched Frequently Asked Questions About Time Travel, which is a Chris Dowd film. It was quite good. It was actually kind of quirky and quite good. And I enjoyed that. And that was it. That was my day. I had some Popeye's chicken. I had some birthday Popeye's chicken, the special birthday's
you
Popeye
know,
chicken.
That is my favorite Popeye's chicken, is the birthday Popeye's chicken.
It is. Let me just tell you, my 61st birthday was just absolutely amazing. Yes, hello. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Chris for the Celebrity Death Phone and content provider. Twisted Sister drummer AJ Perro, dead at 55. Bye.
You know what? I'm not going to take this, Adam. No, I'm not going to take it. I'm not going to take it anymore.
You're not going to take what?
That was the song that Twisted Sister sang.
Oh.
We're not gonna take it.
You know, things go right over my head. I'm so sorry. I just don't get, even if they're not obscure, I don't get references to anything. You should know me by now.
I should.
Who was it again? It was R.T. Cruiser.
R.T. Cruiser. A.J., the drummer from Twisted Sister.
A.J., Twisted Sister, yeah. In case anyone asks.
There you go. All right, and you know what? I went out on my birthday for a drag show.
As one does. Popeyes and then a drag show. It is
right.
The typical.
It is. What happened is I don't know if you know this or not, Adam. I do another show, a weekly show called the RuPaul Drag Race Recap Show.
Yeah, I know you started that. I'm sorry. So there are people having a conversation via text message and I'm distracted. Go right ahead.
Who's having a conversation via text message? Anyway, so I do this other show, this RuPaul's Drag Race Recap Show.
Shameless self-promotion here.
And as part of that show, I have been going to the local bar, to one of the local bars here, to watch RuPaul's Drag Race every Monday night. So I go, I get to watch it with other people. It's really fun. It's kind of, kind of a communal event there. It's kind of fun to go and have a couple of beers while you watch the show. And I met a couple of people there last week. And one of them was a drag queen herself, and she invited me to the show on Sunday night. On Saturday night. She was like, oh, I'm going to be doing a drag show here Sunday night. Saturday night, why don't you come and see it? And I was like, oh, it's my birthday. She's like, well, you have to come. So I went to the drag show last night for my birthday. There you go. That's why I went last night. I was originally going to go to the Eagle in New York City for my birthday, but I don't know if I mentioned this or not. It was snowing. It was really a fucking annoying. And I didn't want to go lugging into New York City with snow. So
I know you were asking me or us. I don't know whether it was whether you texted Joe and I or Nico and Joe. But you were you kind of posed the question, New York Eagle or Connecticut Eagle?
The Rhode Island Eagle. So Rhode Island I could drive to, which is about an hour and a half from here, or I could go in. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Here's the thing is I chose to go to the drag show because it was local. It was easy and it was you know, fun to go. And it was a very cute little show. It was very fun. The drag queen that I had met, his name is her name is Veronica Mann, who is a Yale music student. She actually plays the oboe at Yale. I keep saying she doesn't play the oboe in drag at school. But anyway, the point for her third number, she came out and she played the oboe. She played My Heart Will Go On from Titanic on the oboe. It was really
nice.
She was a really good oboe player as well. But the thing is that it was a fun show. It was called the Robin Banks Show because the main drag queen was Robin Banks. And it was very crowded. But
I get it.
Yeah. Got it.
Robin Banks.
Yeah, that didn't go over your head. Right. So here's the thing. Yeah. I get there and I'm a little bit early. So that I can, you know, get situated, right? The show's not until 11, so I'm getting there around 10 o'clock. I go up. There's a seat at the bar, so I sit at the bar. And I order the bartender that's working there last night is the guy that normally works on Monday nights for the RuPaul thing. So he knows me. So he knows what I was drinking. So he hands me a drink. I hand him my card, open a tab. And immediately this guy comes running up. Immediately, Adam, this guy comes running up to me.
All right.
He goes, you look exactly like my ex. I've seen you on Grindr and, you know, and whatnot, but you look exactly like my ex. And I just wanted you to know that. And I'm just like, great. So I look like someone you dumped. Like, that's so. Is this like a pre-qualifying thing? Is like, you know, hey, you know what? I don't even need to. You remind me of someone that I've already found disinteresting. So therefore, I don't even need to.
I'm and like, now,
right?
I would like to bitch you out. Because
I'm just saying,
him out anymore.
If you'll remember last week, last Saturday, the guy really wanted to meet me. And then when he got to the bar, you know, had no interest in it. So now here's the guy that, you know, didn't even want, he's seen me on the Grindr, but he even knew ahead of time that he didn't want to meet me. I guess now he's just bitching me out at the bar that I'm, you know, that I dare to show myself there. So I would have
come up to you and said, hello, sir. Are you tired right now? And you'd say, well, no, why? And I'd say, because you've been running through my head.
Dear God. I hope you would never say that to anyone ever.
Through my dreams.
So, however it goes. So this was his play, right? This was his opening line, is that I look like someone that, you know, that he had already broken up with. And it was one of those weird conversations where, hold on a second.
All right.
Have to get the phone here.
How dare
you? Yeah,
they.
I know. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. It's actually Chris for the Celebrity Death Phone. Chris, what's the face? Alberta Watson. That's who it is. Dead at 60. She played some senator guy in season 4 of 24 and also was in The Angry Inch. Hi.
He couldn't even remember her name. He's just like, some actress died.
Alberta.
Shit, what was
something
her name?
Something or other.
Shit. Oh, and she was, and he couldn't even remember what she was from. No, I will not take that. Anyway, so it was like one of those really weird conversations where it just never got any better. You know what I'm
and
saying?
Maybe it wasn't even a pickup line necessarily.
No. It was definitely a pickup line because he wanted to talk to me. And, you know, but it was like he. And spoiler alert, I had met this guy before, but he was so trashed at the time that I had met him that he has no recollection of the fact that he's already met me. So, I mean, he was like, I came into a bar late one night, which is one of the few times I had gone to this bar back when I was married, and I had gone in really late one night and he was trashed. And he's just like, he looks at me and goes like, you're really hot. And it's like, and I'd like to kiss you. And it's just... So I remember this guy as like being that guy, right? So, the chat room is asking how old he was. He's like my age. He's like in his 40, in his late 40s. So he sat down next to me and he started talking, and it was just a really horrible conversation where it's just kind of like he didn't get my sense of humor. So everything I said, he was just kind of like, what? What? You know what I'm saying? Because, you know,
I don't like when I never get your references.
Right. And it was just kind of like, you know, but it was just more, it's always more fun when you have to explain things, right? So it was just a really bad series of conversations. But here's the thing. I don't want to drag this out into, you know, Daniel's dating life. But I told him that I was there for the drag show, which he hates drag shows. Oh, I hate drag shows. Goddamn drag. Anyway, so he didn't care for the drag shows. And I was like, oh, okay, well, my friend's performing, and so I'm here to see it. And, you know, I like drag shows, so I'm going to go and watch that. So I'm going to go in there and get a seat now. So, you know, it was nice meeting you. You know, I'm leaving. I'm going to go home. And I'm like, okay. And then he goes, oh, can I get your number so that maybe we can go out to dinner or something? Right. And it was just such a direct thing that I didn't even think about coming up with an excuse or whatever. So I gave him my number. Right. So I was like, you know, here's my number and blah, blah, blah. And he texted or he called the number so that I would have his number. Right. And so I confirmed with him. He was like, oh, so your number is blah, blah, blah. Right. And I was like, okay, well, it was nice meeting you and blah, blah, blah. And I mean, it wasn't like a belligerent conversation. It was just a really awkward conversation the whole night. And up until that point. So I went and watched the drag show. The drag show, you know, went on until 2 a.m., which is when the bar closes. Right. So it was a very long drag show with lots of people. It was very fun. It's a fun drag show. And then after it was over, I went and was getting, you know, closing up my tab and getting my last beer. And he was still there. And he had been, I guess, talking to some other guy at the bar. And they get up to leave, right? I saw them kiss. And then they got up to leave. And I'm like, it's a crowded bar. So I'm like leaning up against the wall. And he's walking past me. And I was like, he looks at me. And I was like, all right, good night. you know, have a good night or whatever. And he looks back at me. I swear to God, Avi's going, screw you. I was like, what?
Well, that was his ex. He's like, you know, you remind me of my ex. Oh, my God. But here's my ex. And we've just reconnected.
No, the other guy didn't look anything like me. You know, it was just one of those things. It was just like, what do you mean screw you? I was just like, was he just really trashed? And now he's going to he's going to call me this next week and want to go to dinner or whatever. And I'm just like, do I not even address that? He's like, dude, you told me to screw. You basically told me to fuck off when you left the bar the other
No,
other night.
I meant it literally. I wanted to go have a three-way with this guy that I was
It was just an odd little
man. Yeah, you get into some odd situations.
It was just an odd man with a really odd thing. And I don't know. Here we go. Hello.
Hi. Earl Baltus, creator of the outdoor speedway dirt track, got the checkered flag today at age 93. I hope this is a celebrity death phone. And today's celebrity death hoax was the all-time celebrity death hoax champion, Jackie Chan, who died yet again today doing his own stunts while making movies. Bye.
Well, even if we were going to accept that one.
Are we?
Which we're not.
Oh.
You didn't give us your name. So, and I for one, do not know who that was.
Is that the phone number there? Or is that the time? No, that's the timestamp.
There was not a phone number because I think it was a blocked number.
Oh, yeah, it does. It does right anywhere. It would normally have the caller ID. Yeah, unknown. Because it sounded to me, I'm just going to go out on a limb here. I don't know if this is true or not. It sounded to me like a lot like Anne McHugh, like the Naughty Bed Monkey.
I thought that. I thought
that. Kathy Burka in the chat room. Kathy Bacon in the chat room is saying that it could have been Birdie. Birdie Burt. Could have been Birdie Burt.
Is that the nice lady that I met this year at Pride 48?
Yes, Adam. She's been in Pride 48 several years now, and yes.
I met her this year.
Yes.
I don't think I've met her before.
She was there the year that we were in the HR training room, even.
Oh, okay.
Right. Joe Batance.
Well, sorry, you didn't give your name, and that is not a celebrity in our book.
Joe Batance thinks that maybe it was you.
It wasn't me.
I'm Adam Burns. You know what, Adam? I'm done with my long and boring dating story. A very special thank you to Taylor the Latte Boy for doing our previously recording today. If you would like to include a previously recording for us, then just send a recording of yourself saying previously on DI Plus.
Just so you know, I've left one in the contacts card area.
Yes.
Because I didn't know if you got it, but we haven't played it yet, so I've left it there.
Okay, great.
Yeah, you're done, and now all three of mine, I was going to make me sound so long-winded because all three of my topics are going to be in a row.
No, we got so many death calls, I'll just interrupt everything, so it'll be great. You just go ahead, and I'll just start interrupting.
This is going to be really short. I've gone to three different Filipino... Oh, well, let me get into it. Jesus.
Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. I see Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Hope I get this one in on time. Gregory Walcott, most famous for starring and playing the pilot in Plan 9 from Outer Space. Worst movie ever made. Bye.
Worst movie. So it's like a poetry reading, that show. Yes or no, Adam?
No. He got one already. That one movie that this person is known for being in.
But it's a cult.
Movie?
It's a cult classic movie. It's Plan 9 from Outer Space. Anyway, go ahead, Adam. So tell you, this is really short. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, this is really short. I've been to three different Filipino parties in the past week.
Yes.
And so
I will refrain from doing my Filipino accent. Joke.
I just want to say I had not that this is specific to. The Philippines necessarily, but so a lot of the Filipino friends have gotten new houses, and apparently they have house blessings where they have a priest come over and bless their homes.
Is it a Filipino priest?
Well, I don't think there are any Filipino priests in the area, so
it's just a Catholic priest.
It is a Catholic priest. And they, for some reason, maybe it's just so that they can do it when the priest is available, but all these happened during the day when everyone was at work. So instead
that
of...
That must be a big thing for them, for the priest, because, you know, let's face it, a lot of Asian men, to us white folk, a lot of Asian men look a lot younger than they actually are. So to this Catholic priest, he's basically going where these young, short boys...
Right.
And giving blessings to them, which is, that's probably a big thing for the Catholic priest, too.
Maybe so.
There you go.
Well, I don't know what kind of blessing you're talking about, but anyway, so he's blessing their homes.
It involves kissing a ring, and
I don't know what happens, but they have these parties, or they have a dinner afterwards.
I've heard about these parties.
The friends and family to come over and and to eat in the newly blessed home. And so last week, I went to one of these.
If you sneeze in one of these newly blessed homes, do you not have to say bless you? Because it's like already been pre-blessed. Like basically, if you were to break it down, right, Americans, like Christians, like say the prayer when the food arrives at the table, whereas the Islamic people say the prayer at the time of slaughter, so they don't have to say the prayer when it comes to the table. So it's like they're pre-praying it. It's like, so maybe like, does that mean that Filipino people just don't say bless you when you sneeze because the house itself has been pre-blessed?
Maybe so.
Okay, great.
I don't know. Sorry, I'm having headphone issues and it's driving me nuts because now I'm only hearing things out of one ear and I can't stand it. Anyway, so your joke was wonderful. I was just distracted. So I had something that I've never had before, and I'm going to say this is not a distinctly Filipino food. However, it's always kind of a surprise, what I'm going to be eating when I go to these Filipino parties. And I go in and there's this dish, and it could have been any kind of meat. And kind of a cream sauce with mushrooms and whatever else,
Mm-hmm.
And I wasn't sure what it was. And I got a big helping of it because I was like, it's not fish. Anything but fish, I'll eat.
It's like beef stroganoff.
Yeah, could have been. With rice because they have rice with everything.
Right.
And I start to eat it and Mark says, now, that's tongue, right?
Oh.
And I'm like, oh, well, I've never had tongue before. That'll be interesting. I'm not grossed out. It's tongue. Great. No big deal. I'll eat penis, whatever. No big deal. Now the one thing I won't eat when I went to these, I knew some rich people back in my hometown, and rich Southern people, at least older rich Southern people, when they have parties, they're known to have something called Rocky Mountain oysters. Ooh. As appetizers.
That is not true, but it's fine.
In my neck of the woods.
Yeah, I was going to say, in the mountains, maybe, but not, like in the South, there's not a lot. They're bull testicles, but there's not.
No, those are not. Rocky Mountain oysters are turkey nuts.
Oh, okay, turkey nuts. Okay.
But anyway, so yeah, turkey testicles, and they look like little peanuts. They fry them, because, turkeys have small nuts, apparently.
Okay.
And I that's the one thing I've never eaten. I've just not had a desire to eat testicles. But
now, according to the internet, it says that they're bull, pig, or sheep testicles.
Okay. Well, Rocky Mountain?
Yes, Rocky Mountain.
Okay.
Oysters.
Well, they called it anyway. These were turkey nuts. Anyway, okay. It doesn't matter.
Right,
they look like peanuts. Mm-hmm. But turkey nuts aside, yeah. This was tongue. Had nothing to do with nuts. And I was like, no big deal. It's like beef. And on the chew, they always say that tongue is a very delicious part of the cow or whatever. Beef tongue is very delicious.
Yes.
But I was nonplussed by this particular tongue.
Well, because it was smothered in cream of mushroom soup or something.
Yeah, it was tough.
Yeah.
It was tough. So apparently they didn't cook the tongue correctly.
Well, they probably got... you overcooked it, and then it was in that sauce sitting there in a heated dish or whatever. It was probably just overcooked.
So I still need to have some good tongue.
We all need to have some good tongue, I'll tell you that. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys. Anthony Cruz of the Celebrity Death Plan again. Jackie Trent, songwriter, most famous for writing the theme for Australian soapie Neighbours. Dead at 74.
Yeah, we don't get Neighbors. Sorry. Didn't get that one. Hey, Adam, speaking of Neighbors.
Oh. Speaking of Neighbors.
Yes, Adam, speaking of Neighbors. For those of you on the stream right now listening live, Adam had muted himself. And so I didn't say anything because I want the auto thing to fix it at the end of this evening. So we didn't go off the stream. That was just Adam sitting there talking to me while I'm sitting there mouthing at him on the camera going, I cannot hear you. I cannot hear you. Anyway, speaking of Neighbors, there's this new show on the TV machine. Have you seen this one about the Neighbors?
About Neighbors?
Yeah, it's...
What's the name of it?
Oh, I got to find the name of it. Go ahead and tell me your next... Neighbors with Benefits. There's the... Neighbors with Benefits.
No, I have not heard of this. Where could I see that?
Yeah, it's on tonight, on Sunday nights. It's on A&E. And what it is... Here, let me... is there a thing? I wonder if there's a teaser. So it is the most contrived show that I have ever seen in my life. The premise is that there's this neighborhood in this town where there's a lot of swingers. And okay. So they're like kind of doing this reality show with these swinger couples, right? And then for some reason there's a born again Christian couple that's living there, and they like have it out for these people. And it's like so then they'll have these mixer parties with the new people moving into the neighborhood, and the Christian people will be like, oh, we've got to convert them to our side before they get torn into the swingers lifestyle. And, you know, it's crazy. It's just crazy contrived. It's on the A&E show. But there's a couple of guys in there that are really cute, so I've been watching it.
So. Oh, so it's your new favorite show.
No, it's not my new favorite show. It's just a show I've been watching.
The Fosters and now Neighbors with Benefits.
The Fosters just had their finale.
Is there a young gay boy in the show?
There's no gay people in the Neighbors with Benefits at all. But the Fosters just ended its little thing. It was really good. Anyway, Adam, tell me about your trip. You know, when I was buried inside my house on my birthday with the snow outside, Joe Batance wanted to talk to you about something. You're like, I can't. I'm on my way to Branson. What were you doing in Branson on my birthday, Adam Burns?
Well, I needed shirts.
And you had to go to, shirts?
Shirts. I'm running out of shirts. I'm wearing the same shirts all the time. I've grown out of all of my small things.
Now, I'm assuming that in Branson, Missouri, you can pick up like Jim Baker shirts and like, I ran into Tammy Faye at the mall shirts. The Lord works in mysterious ways in Branson, Missouri.
Maybe you can get those kind, but no, these are just regular old shirts. But the thing is, I mentioned to Mark that I needed to go shopping for some shirts specifically.
I'm laughing at the chat room. Go ahead. Yes.
I know.
You needed new shirts. And so
some more polo shirts for work, and I thought I might get some button-up shirts and kind of update my, you know, dress a little dressier for work.
In Branson, Missouri, shirts button up you. That was my Yakov Smirnoff joke. Yeah. For Branson, Missouri. Okay, go ahead.
So I was just going to go to the mall because, I mean, you know, we have a mall right here, like 5 minutes from my home.
Yes.
But there's
plus you work for the largest retailer in the world, which I'm sure sells button-up shirts.
I am not going to buy shirts from Walmart. No, I'm sorry.
I'm sure they sell button-up shirts there.
They do.
They probably do.
They do.
Yeah. All right. Yes. Hello.
Hello, my illustrious keepers of celebrity death.
This is something's wrong. Something I don't understand. This is not RT Cruiser. What? How is this?
I know, right?
did something happen? Why? I thought this was just a number that RT Cruiser called all the time. Okay.
This is Spanky the Arthur, and I would report a death.
Yes.
Jane Seymour, actress.
Yes.
Known for such works as Young Mr. Bobbin.
Cross your heart, bro.
Dies.
Yes.
At 56. It's very sad. She has the same name,
yes,
as one of the queens of Henry VIII, and the only one I believe that he actually loved, however, and who gave him a son, and who then became the next king of Europe and died from a terrible disease.
Aww.
Anyway, point being, Jane Seymour is dead, the actress, not the queen. Well, they're both dead, actually, now, so there you go. Anyway, thank you for your time.
Blah, blah, blah.
Thank you, Matt.
Reading from the... Wait a minute. Before you do that...
Yes?
I Googled this. Jane Seymour...
Uh-oh.
Wait.
I'm waiting.
How many Jane Seymour actresses are there? Because Jane Seymour that I know was Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Uh-huh.
And she sells these heart necklaces now.
Uh-huh.
And like all kinds of things on QVC.
Uh-huh.
That particular Jane Seymour did not die. So what I want to know is there another Jane? Because when I Googled the name Jane Seymour, I did not come up with anyone else.
Well, there's but the Queen Jane Seymour.
Other than the Queen, there was the Queen and there was Dr. Quinn Medicine Woman.
Mm-hmm.
I do not know what Jane Seymour he's talking about.
Yeah, I'm not seeing I'm not seeing a dead Jane Seymour anywhere.
Jane Seymour is 60 years old, not 56.
And she is 64, actually.
Oh, maybe.
Yeah, she was born February 15th, 1951. She has not died.
She has not died.
Oh, so sorry. That must be, that's why it was an RT Cruiser.
He said something about a show that I've not really heard of, and I tried to Google that show.
Let's see what was
and
the show.
And I didn't see a...
Hello.
Oh, please don't.
Keepers of Celebrity Death. This is Spanking the Arthur.
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I would report a death.
Yes.
Jane Seymour, actress, known for such works as Young Mr. Bobbin.
Young Mr. Bobbin?
The Young Mr. Bobbin. I looked up the Young Mr. Bobbin, and I don't know. I mean, I didn't see anyone named Jane Seymour acting in that. So I'm really confused.
Young Mr. Bobbin, yeah. I think we're being ruse. We're being yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Do you think he just thought, I'll just say something that not heard of?
Right, exactly. Probably was. All right, there you go. Ah, no, Smicky. But you know, this is not his first time of doing that. Didn't he call in somebody?
Jane Seymour, by the way, so that's why.
Did you fact check his other one? Because I see he's also on the list here later. Did you fact check that one as well?
Let's see. What was the other one? Yeah, that other person did die.
Okay, great. All right, excellent. Moving along. So you went to Branson to get your shirts.
Yeah, so I had a shirt emergency. I needed some more shirts because I'm a fat cow now, and I need to get more shirts.
You know what? But that's a good thing. That means you don't have throat cancer.
I guess so. So Boyfy, Mittens, Mark,
yes,
says, why don't we go to Branson? Because here's the deal. I don't know if this is a particularly Southern thing. Well, it could be an Asian thing because this is going to sound racist, but most Asians I've met like a good bargain.
Uh-huh.
You might say frugal, cheap, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Outlet malls.
Yes.
So we have an outlet mall in Branson.
An outlet mall in Branson, Missouri. Yes.
A couple of outlet malls. I don't care. I don't care about outlet malls. I'll go to the mall and just buy a shirt. But because you're spending all that gas money to drive to the outlet mall anyway. But he's like, you know, let's go. And I thought, well, you know, we're almost out of restaurants for restaurant of the week. So we'll eat in Branson. So that's where he wanted to go. So that was our Saturday trip. So I decide let's do a lunch restaurant of the week.
Yes.
And I selected I just found this interesting, and this is why I brought up this particular thing that I did. The restaurant that I chose is called, I can't remember what it's called, but it doesn't matter. It's a dining hall inside of a big, it's like a restaurant inside of a lodge.
So you're going to give us a restaurant review on a restaurant that's name you don't know and it doesn't matter.
I'm not giving a review.
Okay, you're not reviewing.
But the whole concept of this is that it's at College of the Ozarks.
Okay.
And it's very interesting because College of the Ozarks is a small liberal arts college. I didn't know this until Saturday, but they're very selective in who they select to go there because they only have like 1,500 students. And
do they all bear like a striking resemblance to one another?
I don't know about that.
I'm just saying the Ozarks Mountains, you know, you hear about some of those hill clans that are a lot of inbreeding there.
But anyway. I find this interesting because everyone who is a student there is required to work at different jobs on campus. And that is how, instead of having scholarships or anything like that, that is how these students pay for their education.
This sounds like a Scientology thing.
So this restaurant is completely staffed by
students slaves
of the college.
Yes, by slaves.
The host table, you know, the host stand,
yep,
was all students.
Yep.
Actually some pretty cute boys up there. Mm-hmm. And then all the waitresses and the waiters. Now, they didn't say whether the chef or the chefs were actually students or not. So that might be actually a paid position. I'm not sure.
You just don't even care anymore, do you? Just like,
yeah, I think Rizzo for the Celebrity Death Phone. Hollywood's number one oboist, Lillian Covington, dead at 98. She played in the Warner Brothers Studio Orchestra from 1936 to 65 and can be heard on soundtracks for Casablanca and Gone with the Wind. Okay, bye.
An oboist. I wonder if he knew that I went
to see... I'm going to give that one to him.
I wonder if he knew that I went and saw a drag queen play an oboe the other night.
Just because, first of all, I like the oboe, and second of all, mm-hmm, instrumentalists should get more recognition.
There you go. It's like Mozart in the jungle.
So anyway, it was just an interesting concept. The service was actually excellent. They, very good. The food was good, but, you know, not wonderful. I will say the other thing about the restaurant was it seemed like most of the things on the menu were sourced at the college. So, like, the pork on the menu was pigs actually raised at the college.
It's funny because those pigs, in order to get educated, actually like gave their lives to be a dish. Someone in the chat room, lurking in the chat room, says, I planned on going to the Soto something of the School of the Ozarks as a kid in the Ozarks. Only way I could have afforded college.
Anyway, I think it's a brilliant, I mean, I think it's a good way.
You're
for
completely dismissing. You're just completely dismissing lurking in the chat room. Thank you, lurking in the chat room, for telling
it
us that.
It looks like a nice campus. I didn't tour the campus, but the buildings I saw looked nice. And
oh, I wonder, you know, if they have. I wonder if they have a promotional. I love college promotional films. Have you ever seen those before? School of the Ozarks. They all are the same. It's like at art at a lovely School of the Ozarks. We were having a serving. It's a lovely place. You know, have you never seen these?
I don't seem, no.
Okay.
Like promotional videos?
Yeah,
you you garbled up a little bit during that.
I didn't know
exactly
what
you said.
You know, like the things, they're all like overproduced things, and they always have like some.
If you wonder about the future of the country, and many of us do, we need leaders, and I'm looking at these kids are signing up for something different.
Christianity.
It's a place where the Lord is honored.
Hard work.
I was ready for something new and something that was going to push me.
Determination.
Anything worth doing is never easy.
She's a slut, you can tell. Anyway,
I failed to mention it's a Christian university.
Oh, I know. I
didn't want you to make
much.
Fun of that.
Yeah, I gathered as much.
Anyway, they refer to themselves as hard work you.
I know. Here's the funny thing.
Is what?
Literally, 30 is not even 30 seconds into this video before the word Christianity is used. Completely just no context to it, whatever. It's just blurted out. Listen to that again, right? You have lovely music, right?
I wonder about the future of the country. And many of us do. We need leaders. And I'm looking at these kids are signing up for something different.
Christianity.
12 seconds. 12 seconds in.
Some random kid in the
hallway with braces.
There are some lovely people who are Christians.
Christianity. No, I'm just saying that it's just like, what does that mean? I mean, that's like, what? This is just the context of that is so weird. It's just like he's like the old guy giving the commencement speech. I'm looking at the future leaders of the country. And then the dude it's like this young freshman in the hallway is just like going, Christianity. And that's his only line. It's his one line. He's not talking about something. It's just Christianity.
Yeah. It'll be very easy for a lot of you people who listen to this show to make fun of the fact that
it'll be very easy for you heathens to make fun of us. Yes.
Who you think are stupid because they have a Southern accent, but also a Christian Southern person. Anyway, I thought it was an interesting concept. The food was good. The service was excellent.
Yes.
And so, anyway, good time. The only other thing is that speaking of Christianity, we were going to go see the show Jonah. There's this theater company that puts on these incredibly elaborate biblical productions.
Yeah, now Jonah was swallowed by a whale.
Yeah. And we were going to go, but it was right in the middle of our shopping time, so we shopped.
I believe Jonah was swallowed by the whale with his father, and then they started a fire on the raft in order to it made the whale sneeze, which is how they got out.
Well, he was supposed to go preach to the heathens in Nineveh, I believe is the name of the town, and he decided not to do it. And that's when the whale, he was fleeing from Nineveh, yeah, I believe, and the whale
I was just describing
him.
A scene out of Pinocchio.
Anyway, last topic that I have... After this phone
call. Not so fast, sir. Yes, hello.
Hello, Dubious Intent Plus Death Phone. This is Frank the Author.
Again.
And I would like to, I don't like ever reporting deaths, but
even when
I feel
fake,
it
right?
In my duty as a listener. Mm-hmm. Little Chris, who launched a singing career after he found fame on a reality show, Rock School, has died. He was 24, and he was in Suffolk, I believe. And knowing that Adam is a huge Anglophile, mm-hmm. among other files, mm-hmm. that I'm sure that he will know who Lil Chris is. Who Lil Chris is? that was Chris Hardman, and he has passed away. However,
yes.
They don't think it was suspicious. 24,
yes.
But not suspicious. I digress.
Okay, great.
All right. Thank you for being there for me in these times of death.
Oh, dear God. Okay, yes, great. Adam, do you in fact know who Lil Chris is?
Oh, I'm saying, did you give that to him?
Adam, do you know who Lil Chris is?
I know it's a reality star, but I was not inclined to give that to him. No.
Are you, so you've put on alternate earphones underneath your earphones
Because we don't have to go into detail. My headphones, one side
there was
this
huge,
shorted out.
There was a huge gap, which they won't hear on the podcast, but there was like this 30 seconds of silence while you yeah, it's like, anyway, no, it was not a suspicious death. It looks like a little Chris's former roommate said that he hid his depression well. So it was a very serious death. Tonight on a very serious DI Plus, little Chris, dead. Anyway, yes, congratulations, Matt. You were entered into the
contest. So you did give it to him.
Yeah, I did. Sure.
Oh, okay. So I don't usually give reality stars, but that's okay. So the last thing that I wanted to talk about briefly is I'm going to start marketing the show. I'm going to start marketing DI Plus.
Because okay, great.
I feel like
now what do you see as being our demographic? What do you
well see
what,
that's
who,
the,
who are you going to market it to?
Well, I just think there are people out there who would enjoy. Now I'm never going to go out there and say
hard work.
I was ready for something new and something that was going to push me.
Determination.
We could just take clips of this and we use could. It in our marketing.
So there's another podcast that I listen to that they have, I would guess, over 100,000 listeners a week. Now, they do four shows a week, but I mean, they get thousands of listeners every episode, probably 40, 50, 60,000 listeners an episode. And they, for $10, you can buy a little ad.
Yes.
On their show.
Yes.
And I really love their show, so I'm not just putting it on a crap show. I listen to it every day. And they're not gay. It's not a gay show, but I mean, they'll promote any podcast or anything like that. So I was going to, you know, put an ad on there, you know, a few times, once a week for a few weeks or something like that, because I figure, you know, they have to have some. I figure our demo is probably mostly gay and lesbians because a lot of straight people don't listen to gay podcasts.
You know what? Our demographic, I can tell you exactly what our demographic is.
The Pride 48 people.
Kathy Bacon.
Right.
It's Kathy Bacon. It's the Good Humor Penguin and Nico. That is our demographic right there. Other people come and go. Sometimes they listen, sometimes they don't. But you can always guarantee Kathy Bacon, Good Humor Penguin, Nico.
But I feel like the reason that some of the, you know, the LGBT podcasts don't have more listeners is because of the fact that we're not as mainstream and it's hard to get discovered. So if I just need to figure out how to sell us, because, you know, you kind of started the show as being a show about nothing.
Christianity.
Which I mean, we talk about our lives. We do a little of this and a little of that. We're kind of the kitchen sink of shows.
Uh-huh.
So I don't know how to sell us. And I would never go out there on a limb and say, oh, we're the best produced or, you know, whatever.
Right.
But I think for people who like the type of show that we do, we're enjoyable to listen to. So I'm just throwing it out there for anyone who might have any ideas. I mean, I would most closely kind of say that we're kind of like a morning zoo kind of feel, as far as, you know, we do a little banter back and forth, and then we have some kind of inane segments that, you know, whatever, you know, just kind of light fare, you know, what have you.
Doobies and Tint Plus, one of the premier podcasts of the Pride 48 podcasting network. Christianity.
So, and again, I'm never going to say, oh, we're the best podcast, blah, 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 blah. You know, go listen to us. But I feel like if I can just figure out, you know, 10 seconds that kind of sums it up in a way that makes it sound interesting to people.
Yes.
That there will be some people that will be
this
like,
is,
you know,
this
what
is what
I
you do. You just take a clip of the show, which is, this is the 10 second pitch for DI Plus, right? It's like, hey, Adam. Hey, Daniel. Ring, ring. There you go. Thank you.
And and Mags in the chat room is saying I should promote Pride 48 as well, the network. And I thought about doing that as well. But anyway, so we're going to work with Joe Batance. And
well, you're doing a little. I mean, you're spending your own money to do this, so you don't have to. I mean, yeah. Pride 48 has its own money. So if this works for you, then maybe we'll do
it. Anyway, we don't have to have more listeners, but it never hurts. And I feel like, as most Pride 48 shows probably are, we have maxed out the number of...
What you're saying, Adam, is you're tired of our audience. You are tired of them. You don't like them anymore. You want new people, is what you're saying.
We have maxed out...
Oops, sorry.
It's okay. We've maxed out the Pride 48, the community.
We have.
They all listen to us or they don't.
Right.
So I'm trying to branch out. That's it.
Excellent. Buy it easy.
it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, chart it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it.
So the DI Plus technology segment. The segment of the show where we teach Adam how to use earbuds. And he's probably going to be muted by the time this thing is. Adam, what do we have in our technology segment this evening? You know what? I got an interesting question, a query from friend of the show, Joe Batance, who said, why don't you guys do a technology segment every week? And I was like, well, we don't, because we just basically we respond to email or voicemails of people asking us tech questions.
Yeah, I mean, so I had this idea back probably when we first started doing the show together that we should have some multiple different segment types that we kind of switch back and forth each week. So, you know, we have some fresh segments or whatever. And I thought, you know, for a while I was thinking, I think I even mentioned it on the show, maybe Alden could come on and do like a health and fitness segment. You know, someone could come on and do like a beauty segment. Mm-hmm. You know, Kathy Baker can come on and do like a how to sound crazy on the phone segment.
Aww.
You know. Oh, by the way, I forgot. This is not technology, but I have to say it. I'll forget
great,
if I don't say
yeah,
it.
Yeah, yes.
I know how you hate when I break out of our segments.
Right,
sorry.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I want to thank Kathy Bacon because she sent me a $25 Amazon gift card.
Hey, wait. She sent me a $30 one for my birthday. So it wasn't even your birthday and you got as much a gift as I did.
I believe the reason is because, and Kathy, I just want to tell you, I did not mention the price of the shipping of that lip gloss or lip balm so you would pay me back. That was not the point. But I appreciate the off, you know, the niceness of, I appreciate the $25 gift card, but, and I used it to buy a new battery for my cell phone.
You did not.
Right here.
You used it to buy my birthday present, which is coming over.
No, I didn't actually. I spent hers before I bought your birthday present. But anyway, so technology.
Oh, yes.
So I don't know if you've heard, Daniel.
I have not. But, tell me about it, Adam.
But there's this new phenomenon sweeping the nation.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Sweeping.
Yeah, sweeping. Sweeping the nation.
Called live broadcasting.
Yeah.
Video, yeah. That is.
Uh-huh.
And it started out a few weeks ago with this app called Meerkat. And it was iOS only. And people would go around with their cell phone. Very vain, I might add, you know, because you're thinking people are going to want to watch me brushing my teeth and mm-hmm. eating cereal and, you know, whatever the case may be. But anyway, so Meerkat came along and then conveniently Twitter said, oh, and so the way Meerkat worked is it would tweet out that you were going live to all your Twitter followers. And then they would log on. There would be a link in there and you would go and, you know, and see video, live video of these people. And then Twitter said, oh, well, look how popular this is. We bought this company called Periscope that's going to allow us to do the same thing. And so, you know, a week later, Twitter comes out with their version of it, and it's called Periscope. And again, this is iOS only. Same thing, though, except Twitter allows you to, I think, actually store recordings of this live broadcasting.
Yeah, before, here's the thing. None of this is new. We've had Ustream, we've had Justin TV, we've had Twitch, we've had all these things that have been around. The thing that makes this new, right, is so ridiculously minor, right? All they've done is basically just made the entry, you know, the barrier to entry much lower. So it's like, instead of you having to set up a webcam and set up whatever, you know, set up your sound and your webcam and whatever, they've decided, you know what, we're just going to do this on the phone where you already have, you're guaranteed to have a camera and a microphone, and we're going to, you know, just make it just really easy. But the real thing that they did that made it different was that you can't go and watch like Ustream. You can't go and watch Ustream easily. You have to go to the Ustream website. You
right.
have to wade through their menus. You have to like go to this really cluttered interface and whatever. So the real innovation that Periscope and Meerkat have done is to streamline that interface so that if I'm looking at a tweet, I can click on it and immediately I'm watching this thing with it. With very little friction, I click on this and now I'm watching the live streaming. So it's not like there's any massive new thing in live streaming. Right? We've been doing live streaming video for a long time. It's just that it's always kind of been this clunky thing where you have to like sign up for something or you have to go to a really complicated website and it doesn't work really well on mobile. This kind of eliminates that and kind of streamlines this down to basically, you know, I'm going to click and now I can see.
And the problem, I'm going to say, the problem for me with live video, I feel like, this is how I feel. I feel like that live video. Oh, and I was going to mention for you Android people out there, if you feel like you're left out, there is a little known app. Well, maybe it's broadly known. I don't know. But there is an app called YouNow, YOUNOW, that is basically the same thing as Periscope and Meerkat. It doesn't broadcast to Twitter. I mean, it doesn't tweet anything. It may. Actually, it may. When you go online, I'm not sure. But you basically, it's an app on your phone, and they also have a web interface, and you open it up, and it shows you different people streaming live. And those people, you can tip them, you can favorite them, you can chat. There's a chat room, all that kind of stuff. But anyway, I was going to try it tonight. But it's on the phone, and there's not a good way for me to route the mixer in so that they could hear you. And I thought it'd be really boring for people to be watching me live stream and one side of a conversation.
But I think that's so kind of like, I think that's kind of a lot of the beauty of this, right? That's kind of a lot of the thing is that it doesn't have that slick, overproduced kind of thing. When you look now, what's happening with Snapchat and things that were basically these very simple premises, like I can take a picture and send it to you, and it'll disappear in 30 seconds or whatever. That's what content now is like. You've got Katie Couric doing news reports on Snapchat. You've got, you know, so it's like the commercial invasion of these things. It's kind of like, it's kind of nice to know that when I click on this, that I'm not going to get a, you know, from the tech network, it's blah, 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 which is like this overproduced, you know, CNET produced kind of a thing. What I'm going to get is an authentic other person doing something mundane. And there's something to be said for that, to be able to watch someone do something mundane. I believe friend of the show, Joe Batance, was talking about how, you know, he was watching a lot of the Periscope things and, you know, got to see places that he'd never been. Like there was a guy in London that was, because it's on Twitter, right, is basically people were tweeting like, hey, go into this pub or hey, go in there. And he would follow their instructions and go into the places. You
know? I could take people to the University of the Ozarks. And I could show them
the school
where
the
pigs are raised.
You could.
It's University of the Ozarks.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, well, you know, I think my problem, I have no problem with live streaming, but I think the reason that I've never done it is A, because by myself, I don't feel like I can be interesting. Like, I feel like I need a second person there to bounce things off of. So I've never been able to get a solo podcast off the ground. And the other thing is, I really feel like the most successful people on those types of things are young and pretty. And I'm past the young part and just about past the pretty part. So, you know, I don't think I'm going to be a Periscope star.
I think, you know, Joe Batance in the chat room is saying that this is going to be great when there's an actual event. Well, one of the, maybe a plane crash or yeah.
Right.
But the thing, like one of the things that I notice is like a lot of things don't come out of like, let's say, CES or BlizzCon or things like that. I was at BlizzCon, which is this amazing event, and I'm trying to post pictures on Facebook, and there's, you know, 16,000 other people in that same auditorium trying to post things. It's like there's no bandwidth.
Right.
It's completely, you know, every ounce of bandwidth is sucked up. There's no way you could ever possibly do a Ustream or anything from that area while
Correct.
BlizzCon is going on. And that's, you know, the same thing with CES, right? The same thing with any of these big consumer shows. That's why we, you know, when we do Pride 48, we always try to make sure that we're not there when there's like some big thing going on that's, you know, because we need the bandwidth, right? Not a lot, but we do need bandwidth. So
anyway, so that's it. I was just going to bring that up because it's a phenomenon going on right now. Even though live streaming's been around forever, everyone's talking about these new apps. So
yeah.
Maybe it's another way I could make my millions.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, both of them. So Meerkat is available for Android. It's a view only for Android, but they're coming out with a video thing. The technical aspects behind that are not hard. So I don't anticipate it's going to take a long time, because really all you're doing is just turning on the camera and the microphone of the phone and then streaming, which is that has existed for a long time. I think Periscope will absolutely have an Android app sooner rather than later, because it's bought by Twitter, and Twitter is a large enough company that they see the benefit of doing both. But yeah, it's kind of one of those things.
There you go. So that's it.
That's it. That
the
is
next the next iteration of DI Plus. We're going to start streaming live.
But
on
here's
Meerkat.
The stupid thing. You and I are on a Hangouts Online. Like if I wanted to start broadcasting us right now, I could. Like if I click on this button right here, I just did.
Oh, don't do it.
I just did.
Don't do it.
I just did, Adam.
We're streaming live on
I just,
Meerkat.
Oh, I mean, my God. We're not even on Meerkat. I'm streaming live.
We're on YouTube.
Right now on the GooTubes and I don't even know where you would see it. I think you would go to my YouTube channel. Let's see, is that youtube.com/
Joe Batanz is being an ass in the chat room.
If you go to YouTube,
I'm streaming my computer, streaming your show. It already has more listeners than you have.
Well, that's probably true. No, I don't even know where would we stream. Let's see.
Where would we stream?
I mean, where is it? Where's the link? So I can copy and paste the link.
Oh, you know, that's the problem with YouTube Live or streaming live on YouTube.
Finding the damn link to it.
Is finding this, like, where's this magical YouTube stream you're talking about?
Let's see. If I click on play right now, let's see. I think I can play us.
Well, that's probably true.
There you go.
Yeah.
Now I can go and watch us on YouTube. Right.
I don't even know where we
are. And then there I can copy the link. Right. And then I can paste it in the chat room. That is a long fucking way to go to get the.
And maybe that's another reason that I don't have that. It's, you know, that I can't do this live stuff is because I like to be produced. You know, I like
not even that.
If but, I do but, video, but, I like to go back and edit the video.
That's the other thing, right? How many steps was that for me to post the link to our live video, right? It was numerous different steps for us to do that, as opposed to, you know, it being a frictionless thing where basically you know, it immediately is on Twitter already with the link. The closest that you have to do that is like Twitch. Like when I do Twitch, I can, from within the game, I can send out the links to Facebook and Google Plus and Twitter.
So anyway, that's it. I mean, I like live streaming. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I think I just feel I don't know that I'd ever go on a service by myself, like I said, and just try to talk to a chat room all by my lonesome, just sitting in a room. Maybe, you know, one day, maybe
Hello,
I will.
Room. Hello, room. Look at that. Look at that, Adam. Look at that, Adam. We have one viewer. It says right there. We have one viewer. Oh, like right down at the bottom, there's a link. I could have just posted the link.
I am now streaming on YouNow as well. And
oh my God.
All you people who are watching me, you know, welcome. I'm doing a podcast right now. Hear my co-host.
You're on new. What are you doing on YouNow for?
I don't know. I'm just trying it out.
Okay,
why
great.
Not? We're doing YouTube.
Excellent.
This will
be even better for them when they now they can't hear any of this. So there you go.
Yeah, hi guys, Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Been very slack this week. Anyway, former Australian Prime Minister, Malcolm Fraser, dead at 84. Bye.
Okay, great. Adam,
yeah, I don't, former, no.
All right.
We're not giving that, we're not giving that to him. Sorry.
You're just mean. You're just absolutely mean. All right, I think it's time for us to
former Prime Minister.
Let's just do this.
What was his name?
The news.
Oh, you're gonna love this one. So in Hampton, Illinois. In fact, we're gonna listen to a little video of someone actually telling this story for me, because that always works out so well.
It does. That's everyone's favorite thing in the show, is when you play audio of other people explaining things. Yes.
Actually, we're not, because I just realized it's in the same.
Okay, great. Yes.
Anyway, I'm just going to read it.
Thank you.
So officials in an Illinois town said new signs reading "Stop pooping on bike path" are aimed at pooping people rather than defecating dogs.
Because dogs can't read.
Well, yes. So Scott McKay, public works supervisor for the village of Hampton, said residents might confuse the two signs, which bear an emoji-like image of a smiling pile of poo, for a message to pet owners, but they actually are a response to human droppings being found on the path multiple times during the past 2 years.
And so their answer to this is to come up with a cartoon pile of poo.
Yes.
With the googly eye. Hi, I'm Mr. Poo.
It looks like the, maybe it's the same on iOS, I don't know, I don't have an iPhone, but the pile of poo emoji that you have on your phone,
yes,
that is what the pile of poo looks like on the sign.
Great, that's awesome.
So he said the feces that they found are definitely human, as the pooperator tends to leave pieces of toilet paper atop the piles. So I guess dogs don't wipe their rear ends with toilet paper.
I have, you know, I've had many dogs in my life, Adam, and I've never seen them wipe their butts.
Sydney is a lady. She always wipes her butt with some toilet paper. Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
And then she proceeds to eat the poop, you know, as one does. So anyway, they're not the only city in the Midwest that's struggling with a poop problem. Ohio recently released a picture of a man believed to be responsible for dropping deuces on at least 19 parked cars in the city.
Is it like, was it like a protest poop? Like, like you've parked badly, or, you know, like you used to leave those little signs on people's cars. Maybe. Just like, you know, way to park, asshole. You leave us some room or whatever. He's just decided to take it to the next level and to poop on the cars. It
could be.
I think that's protected by the First Amendment, I'm pretty sure.
Does his poo look like a little emoji with little eyeballs?
No, that's the thing.
You know what I think someone should do? I think they should try to poo in the shape of that emoji. And then,
Adam, should do this. I think you should do this, and I think you should Periscope and or Meerkat and or You Now It as you're doing it. I think that you should do all three. You should go and try to poop in the form of an emoji. Bring some little googly eyes with you that you can attach to it, and it'll be great.
A driver traveling through Washington State in the HOV lane was pulled over Monday.
Just to be clear, we've moved on to the next show, the next story now, right?
Yeah, that's how things work. He was pulled over Monday after a state trooper saw an interesting passenger in the front seat. The motorcycle trooper stopped the car and discovered the passenger was actually a cardboard cutout of the actor who portrays the most interesting man in the world in the Dos Equis beer ads.
I don't often take the HOV lane, but when I do, I like to do it in a cardboard form.
Yeah. The trooper said people try to cheat the HOV lane all the time, but this was by far the best carpool scam he had ever seen.
Really? That's like the best? I mean, there's people that have blow-up dolls. There's people that have, like, you know, like 3D dolls that blow up and fit in their seats. And
yeah, those you know, the dolls I was showing you the other day, a few weeks ago?
Yes, your sex dolls.
Those would fool a police officer, I believe, if you had the correct outfit on them. The driver told the officer the piece of cardboard was his best friend, the most interesting man. Was not taken by the police, but the officer told the driver never to use it again. The driver received a $124 ticket and was chided by Washington State Police on Twitter.
Well, there you go. That should be worth some money right there, to be chided by the police on Twitter.
So here's the tweet by the officer.
Oh, there's more. Oh, dear
he says,
God, thank you.
I don't always violate the HOV lane law.
Did I not just make this
but
joke?
But when I do, I get a $124 ticket. That's what he said.
Right.
Finally.
There's a third one.
There's
tonight.
A third one. Finally, I thought you would find this one interesting. So I'm actually picking one that you might find interesting. Robots, you might. Did you read it?
No, I haven't read it.
Okay.
Go ahead.
So robots are already being blamed for taking people's jobs, and now the machines are gunning for guide dogs. Researchers have developed a robot on reins that can help people navigate using tactile sensors and vibrations. The proof of concept currently resembles a vacuum cleaner or lawnmower, but future versions could be smaller and more lightweight for use in the home. Engineers said they could also benefit firefighters, for example, by helping them move through smoke-filled buildings to find people more easily. The small mobile robots are equipped with sensors that lead the way, with the user following up to 3 feet behind holding a rein. So basically, they're thinking these could possibly replace guide dogs blind people.
Or guide cats or any of them.
So they're these cool robots. I mean, it does look kind of like a lawnmower or something with wheels. Lawnmowers have wheels. Anyway.
This makes sense. I mean, we are to the point, if we're talking about a world where we're going to have self-driving cars within the next decade and a half or 2 decades, this seems like the logical first step, right? This is basically sensors. This is a series of sensors that is being put onto a device that is basically doing the exact same thing that a dog would do, which is to say, no, stop or go, or you can't go forward. You need to go to the, you know, whatever. And obviously, you know, guide dogs are great, but they don't, you know, Jay, if you look at Jay's guide dogs, right, he has to swap them out like once every like 5 or 6 years because the dogs get older and, you know, whatever.
I know they'll solve this problem, but you're in the middle of the intersection. You know, I'm a blind person. I'm in the middle of the intersection and my robot, his battery dies.
I don't think that's actually going to happen.
You know, I don't know where I'm at anymore. Anyway, that's the news. So it's just this is just a proof of concept at the moment. It's not being produced for the mass market. So, Jay, you can't go buy it yet.
There you go. That's the news.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta.
Yay!
So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
It is the segment of the show, the birthday segment, where Adam will play cues, musical cues from different people's birthdays, and me, using only my head, brain, and mouth words, will figure out whose birthday it is without any help from the chat room, in case, of course, I fuck it up. In which case, then I will steal from the chat room. That's how it is.
Adam, was it your week this week?
I don't know. I was here first, so I don't know.
Okay. Well, I guess we can work that out after the show. It's fine. All right. So here is our first one. Yeah, I'm going to play musical cues.
Oh, dear God. It sounded like Cocktails and Cream Puffs there for a second.
That'll be bad if... Oh, hold on. Let me do this. Oh, shoot.
Okay, great. Yeah, this is fun. Simon and Garfunkel.
Right. The sound of... Okay. I don't know. I didn't... Okay, here we go. That's better. All right. So here is our first one.
Oh, dear God. I stand here waiting for you to bang the gong. This sounds vaguely familiar. Is this Lady Gaga?
Yes, it is. Lady Gaga.
Excellent.
Lady Gaga. I'm surprised, but we're going to be very laden with, maybe I shouldn't tell you this, but we're going to be heavily laden with, singers.
Okay.
This evening. And, that is the first one. So Lady Gaga is...
Lady Gaga.
She's 29 years old.
29. I should have known this. I seem to recall she has my birthday. So
anyway, that's it. Lady Gaga. Let me turn her off now and we'll move on to the next one. Here is your next one. Been 2 weeks gone and he thought he'd stop at
Webb's and have him a drink before he went home to her. It's a singer. Andy Bolo
said hello. Wow, how perceptive of you.
Is it? Oh, this is that fancy song. Is fancy. This is,
this is not fancy.
Oh,
but it is the same singer.
Oh, so it's. But your young bride ain't home. Winona Ryder? Reba McEntire.
It is Reba McEntire. Reba McEntire. You know, you want to know something, Daniel, about Reba McEntire?
No, why don't you tell me something, Adam, about Reba McEntire?
The very first concert that I ever went to on my own, mm-hmm. without parents or whatever, I went with a friend of mine, was Reba McEntire.
Oh my God, she's doing a cover of a, what's her name?
This is the night with the
Vicki Lawrence. She's doing a cover of a Vicki Lawrence song.
All right, so here is the next birthday.
I hope you didn't think you faded that down because you just cold cut that thing.
No, I just cut
okay,
it.
Okay, great.
It's fine. All right, here is the next one. And just for my benefit, don't guess it on the first song because I have two.
Okay, great.
So there's your first one.
I have no idea who this mysterious singer is. None.
All right,
none
so
whatsoever.
Here, no. Just in case you didn't get that one, here right, is your next clue. Surely, you know who this is.
This is,
Get it right. Don't be making any jokes. It's not Betty White.
This is Mariah Carey.
It is Mariah Carey. Woohoo! My favorite singer in the whole wide world.
Really? I was unaware of that. I was unaware of that.
Happy birthday, Mariah. I just want to say, I know you listen to this show.
She does. She listens religiously.
And, yes. And so Mariah is 45 years old.
45 years young.
She, today. You know, coincidentally enough, Mariah also had to go to the outlet mall in Branson this weekend because she can no longer fit in her clothes. But yeah.
Yeah. We're sorry, Mariah. We know you listen, but apparently not. Nick doesn't listen. So.
All right. Here we go. Here is the next one.
All right. Is this?
I have one more. If you,
yeah, please, yeah, that would help me. Yes.
Okay, so here is one more.
I have a
also...
name in line. In the, is it? Does her name start with the letter N?
No.
Okay, then it's not her. Okay. Okay, see, I was thinking Nicki Minaj, who, by the way, is also in this song. But no.
She is, yeah.
But no, you were, in fact, going for the girl that was on Big Brother. Ariana Grande.
No, it's not Ariana Grande.
Okay, Ariana Grande. It was, in fact, it's... I have no idea who the fuck it is.
Actually, Ariana Grande is in this song. It's three different singers. But the first song that I played for you was the one whose birthday it actually is.
Okay.
And so I'll do this for you. The singer is Jessie J.
I have no idea who that is.
Well, Jessie J is the singer in both of those songs, or the main singer in both of those songs.
No idea who that is.
Jessie J is a British singer.
Maybe she knows Zayn from One Direction.
She may. But she is popular over here now as well.
Oh, I'm sorry. He's no longer with One Direction, so maybe she just knows Zayn.
Maybe. So she's 27 years old.
27 years young. Excellent.
This episode is full of Adam's favorites. These are a few of my favorite birthdays. Here's the next one.
I'm eagerly waiting. This is the theme to Mama's Family. Yes.
It is, and I could play that Reba song that I played.
You could. So it's Carol Burnett's birthday. It's Vicki Lawrence. Yes, okay.
It's Vicki Lawrence's birthday.
Strangely enough, that was not Mama's. Mama actually has a different birthday than Vicki Lawrence.
I should have. I know you would have gotten this had I played some like excerpts from the One Woman Show.
I would have.
That I recorded the other night when I was at the Choctaw Casino Hotel and
wow.
Casino.
Wow. That's amazing. That is amazing.
Vicki Lawrence is 66 years old.
And still milking that bit.
So anyway, happy birthday, Vicki. I love you, even if Daniel doesn't. And here is our last birthday for this week. What you want,
baby, I got what you this is the...
You know I got it.
The vocal stylings of the Queen of Soul. This is Miss Aretha Franklin.
You know, Daniel.
Yes.
All I'm asking for
is a little respect.
I ain't going to do you wrong.
Taking a look over at the Pride 48 website, we would like to say a very happy birthday to Super Mikey on March 30th, to John Ong on March 31st, to Mags on April 3rd, and to Ant on April 6th. Although I guess technically we will have a show before then, but it doesn't matter. Happy birthday to all those. If you would like your birthday to show up on the front page of Pride 48, make sure you sign up for a Pride 48 account and click on the checkbox that says, yes, I would like my birthday to be listed on the front page. Or something like that. Excellent. Let's get right to our contact here this evening. Shall we, Adam?
We shall.
All right. Let's go. Oh, hold on. Hold on just a moment here. We have to take this death call first.
Hello, Dubious Intent guys. This is Zombie Girl TJ from Nowhere and also from the Brain Dead podcast now. Anyway,
that's true.
I was calling the celebrity death line because Nicki Minaj's butt, or at least one side of it, has died as a result of a dance maneuver at some sort of fashion thing.
I don't
have the details. She's denying it. She says it's still alive. Larry says she probably called AAA. But yes, Nicki Minaj's butt cheek, dead. And it was probably only a few years old. Thank
there you.
I can play this. Although, you know, I will say, TJ, Nicki Minaj, if her butt is indeed dead, I hear there's a salon in Dallas where they give illegal butt injections. So maybe she could.
TJ was making an allusion there to her new podcast that she's doing with her roommate, Larry. It's called the Brain Dead Podcast. You can check them out at braindeadpodcast.com. If you need the links to their RSS feeds and such like that, you can find those over on pride48.com. Actually, they're not there right now that we're recording the show, but they will be there by the time you hear the show as a podcast. So you can go over to pride48.com, go to the shows link, and then actually any of the Pride 48 shows, you can find the RSS links and their web links right there from the show listings that we have on the website. Excellent. All right. Let's go to our contact that we have here. Let's see. The very first one that comes in came to us from Miss Kathy Bacon. Yes. Hello, Kathy Bacon.
Guys, I got the happiest lips in town. Okay. So anyway, I realize why I'm totally addicted to it. It has stevia in it.
Stevia.
That's artificial sweetener.
Yes.
Yeah. So no, it's not going to stop me from using it.
Right.
Maybe this will replace. No, okay, goodbye.
You know, speaking of stevia, I drank a new Coca-Cola product this weekend called Coca-Cola Life. They advertise it as reduced calories.
Yes,
but and it is that is correct. So a regular bottle of Coca-Cola is 240 calories. Coca-Cola Life, which you'll see in stores near you with a green label.
It has a disgusting green label. It looks just like it's like an unappetizing green label. Yes.
It
looks like pea soup.
It's 160 calories. Woo! What a savings.
There you go.
What a savings. It's got cane sugar, which I guess is better for you than high fructose corn syrup, and stevia. So
there you go. Check that out. Coca-Cola Life. You know, I meant to talk about the whole hangover thing, and I didn't. I should probably put that in the Trello. Did you know there's a place in Vegas, and I want to talk about this closer to Vegas. Did you know there's a place in Vegas, because I saw a video about this on the internet, that if you have a hangover, you go to this clinic, and for $25, they hook you up to IVs to, you know, that basically will cure your hangover in 45 minutes. So it's like basically they just do a little IV drip to rehydrate you, and it has some electrolytes and some Advil stuff in it. And basically, and then you feel great, and then you leave.
No, I didn't know that, but I do know that you can pay to breathe.
You can do that. You can just do that at the casinos, right? This is actually, a medical doctor has to, or a medical technician has to insert an IV into you. So there you go. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Who knows? There you go.
All right, let's get to our next phone call, who comes in from a completely different person. Oh, wait. No, it doesn't. It comes in from Kathy Bacon again. Let's see who it is. Yes.
Hey, Daniel. Happy birthday. It's Kathy.
Thank you. Thank you,
Bacon.
Kathy.
Just wanted to say happy birthday. And I'm listening to the RuPaul. Let me see. What's it called?
RuPaul's Drag Race Recap.
And I like totally love it. I don't even feel like I have to watch the show. Like, you guys give such a thorough whatever. But you didn't really say that I recall hearing. Did you enjoy going down to the bar and watching the show with other people? You just said that you did it or whatever. So I was curious as to whether or not you enjoyed it and if you're going to go back. So, all right. Well, great show. And hope your birthday weekend is a blast. Probably going to New York or something fancy like that. Maybe Adam is going to come and hang out with you for your birthday.
Right.
Because you're best friends.
Right.
Right. He just kidding.
Yeah,
all right. Well, you. Goodbye. Mm-hmm. And carry on while I put on some more lip gloss.
Okay, great. Excellent.
You know, that's an expensive trip, Kathy Bacon.
Yeah, and apparently I'm not worth it even. So I always say this, Kathy Bacon, I thank you. I had a lovely birthday. I did enjoy going to the bar to watch the TV show. And you know what I'm actually going to do, Kathy? I'm going to do a horrible thing. I'm going to take your phone call and I'm going to edit it and use it on the RuPaul's Drag Race Recap show next week because we need content. Excellent. Let's get to our final voicemail here. It comes in from... Oh, and by the way, Kathy Bacon, I don't know if you listen to the Big Fatty show or not, Adam.
I'm behind, but I do listen to it.
Kathy Bacon actually called into the Big Fatty program and played a birthday song for me. Her and Sydney played a birthday song for me on the bongos, a completely original birthday tune. I don't have the recording of it, though. I actually have to get the recording of it from Big Fatty. But I'm just saying, maybe it will replace Dora in a future birthday segment.
I'm sure he has it in his audio archives.
He probably does. Yeah, probably does.
Labeled.
Let's get to our very last phone call here. I believe this one comes in from friend of the show, Carrie. Let's see what's on.
Try again.
Oh, dear God.
Happy birthday, Daniel. Happy birthday, Daniel.
Aw.
Happy birthday, Daniel.
Aw, thank you, Ethan. Aw, it's a friend of the show, Ethan. who is wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you so much, Ethan. And I did. I got a text from Carrie this morning. Oh, I can't talk. I got a text from Carrie this morning that said that she was sending me a late birthday text, but what did she say? I want to make sure I'm quoting her correctly. I'm late, but don't think it's because I don't love you. Happy, happy birthday. So thank you, Carrie, for that. And thank you, Ethan, for that.
I feel special because, you know, Big Fatty has a child listener, the boy genius, who calls him. And I feel like now we have a child mascot and listener of the show.
No, he's not a mascot.
And Ethan.
We love Ethan. All right. That is our voicemail. I don't believe we got any emails. Did we get any emails?
I didn't see any. Sometimes you get ones that I don't get, but I did not see any.
All right. Well, I think that concludes the contact letter. I'm safe to then play us out of this particular segment.
3, 2, 1.
Excellent. There you go. So recapping, Adam, just in case you had, you know, this extra long show, in case you have gotten lost anywhere along the way. I had a birthday. I was snowed in. I saw some drag shows that were good. I was hit upon badly by a gentleman. And here I am. I'm here. You, on the other hand, went to Branson, Missouri. Talked about Christianity and
yes.
Ate tongue.
I did. You know, they should have had a sign on the tongue that said warning choking hazard.
DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line 2x2 DI Plus. That is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com.
Another successful show.
That was not, I don't, you know, that's just horrible.
You are a year older. This is your first show at the age of
61.
28?
No, 61. I look great for 61, I think.
You do. That indeed is true.
I do. I look great. You know what? Next week, the lighting will be so much better because someone sent me better studio lighting for my birthday. I'm not going to mention who. Adam, thank you. And
you're welcome.
It'll be fun. And you know.
Well, you've been mentioning it a lot, so I thought I would go ahead.
I was dropping that hint out there pretty hard. Yeah. But I think I'll take Kathy Bacon's gift card and my brother's gift card, and maybe I'll get those new shoes that I've been wanting. That'll be great. All right. Good night, chat.
Good night, David.